This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, here we are, right in the heart of summer. It's been a hot and, in many locations, a dry season. And for those landscape trees and shrubs, it may be a stressful stretch as well. And so watering those trees and shrubs, our topic, Ward Upham is our guest, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist. And we will go through the procedures for appropriately watering trees. But one of the things you wanted to get out there, not to overwater them, Ward.
That's right, especially common on newly transplanted trees. If it's hot, dry weather, you may get a little bit of scorching on those leaves. In other words, that outside edge of the leaf may burn a little bit, but that's often due to transplant shock. There just isn't enough roots there in order to meet the moisture demands of those plants, especially when it's hot weather like we've been having. And so the tendency is to water more. Well, you can overdo it. If you're watering every day, what you're doing is waterlogging that soil, and those roots have to have oxygen every bit as much as they need water. And if you keep that soil saturated, you can actually drown a tree. So you don't want to be watering all the time.
That said, then, what intervals should one water those trees? And let's stay with new plantings for the moment. How often?
Usually about once a week. That's going to be enough as long as you do a good job of watering. So usually on newly transplanted trees, it's going to be about 10 gallons is going to be fine. One easy way is to take a 5-gallon plastic bucket and drill a 1/8-inch hole in the side near the bottom. And then you fill that up twice, and that water leaks out slow enough, it will soak in without running off. Now, between those two buckets, you want to change the location so you get a different part of that root system. But it's a good way in order to know how much water you've added. Another method is to use one of the soaker hoses, those black soaker hoses, and go around and around that tree and then turn on the water enough so that it just soaks in. Now, how much should you tell how much you put on? Well, you'd use a different method this time. What you want is to get water down to about 12 inches, about a foot deep. And so what you use is either a metal rod or a wooden dowel or a electric fence post, anything like that you can push into the soil. That is going to stop whenever you hit dry soil. And so the first time you water, you keep track of how much time it took in order to reach that depth. And then from then on, you can just use a timer. You know, you have to water this many minutes in order to get that water to that depth.
That's for newly planted trees that were put in, say, last fall or this past spring. Are the rules the same for established trees and shrubs?
It is. The method you use is a little bit different, but still you're trying to get down to that 12-inch depth. Again, you're going to use that soaker hose, but you have to use a little bit different method because you want to be maybe 2/3 of the way out to the drip line of the tree. Mm-hmm. So the drip line of the tree is that outer edge of where those leaves reach. You're going to take your soaker hose and make a big circle. When you have your garden hose, what you need to put on that garden hose is what's called a Y adapter. It's a splitter, mm-hmm. so you can hook two hoses to it. However, in our case, we're going to hook that hose in both the beginning and the end. As I mentioned before, those soaker hoses are notorious for not putting out the same amount of water along the whole length of that hose. By hooking both the beginning and the end to that Y adapter, we equalize pressure, and you get a lot better pattern.
And typically, how often would one want to water those established plants?
So if they're established, you're looking more at 3 weeks. However, if we have temperatures over 100 degrees, probably more like 2 weeks. And just watch those trees. If you start to get a little bit of limp leaves where they're not turgid anymore, then you may want to step that up a little. Just don't overdo it. You know, never water every day. Just water enough so they get it down deep and allow that tree to use that water before you water again.
Yeah. Ward, thank you, as always, for the tips right here.
You bet.
Ward Upham with us, horticulturist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.